Let's Toronto Rocker's Father Owl with Clouds, a standout track lifted from the new record and with the promise of gold. They tell us both of their concept albums take listeners on an intense journey within to a mystical place of wonder. And prior to that, Montrealer Chanapin just dropped Je me suis lassé, Shirley. Chanapin is one of those artists you don't listen to sitting down. You experience him standing up, grinning, and tapping your feet. He delivers an energetic and infectious rock and roll that borrows as much from danceable rockabilly as from cheeky punk rock. Well, Hamilton's Ekasat Collective brings us Letterbomb under the name Free Cotton Candy People. It's a raw lo-fi piece that drifts between feedback and folk fragments.
Jonathan Whitford.
Yeah.
just heard Say It, a fierce, hook-driven garage punk single from Taxi Girl's debut album Static, out later in June. This all-female Montreal outfit was formed in 2022, and the new single, Say It, captures the band at their most immediate and high voltage. And ahead of that, free cotton candy people tell us we use any instruments we can find to make whatever music we feel like at the time. The trio creates with primarily primitive analog technologies to create folk to noise rock. Letterbomb is from the May release, The Royal We, 1927 to 2011. Au Pair dans la Car is a classic octoplu imagery, existential dread delivered to poetic Quebec francophone grit. Let's check it out now on Coasting.
With Jonathan Whitford.
Just a stuck in the mud.
Well, We All Have to Grow is a new alternative rock single by Ottawa solo project Junk Heap. They tell us the lyrics are centered on personal responsibility, emotional maturity, and rejecting polarized thinking. The solo project is described as unapologetic, emotionally raw, and idea-driven. They tell me the name comes from building songs out of a junk heap of sketches and fragments. And before that, Perdu dans la Car is the opening track of Octoplus' May album Inselberg. This track sets the tone for the Montrealers' new album, before the record later opens into lighter, more exploratory textures. Well, the Crates say we're a three-piece band from Toronto, breaking hearts and drumsticks everywhere, one song at a time. Let's spend Leaving, Healing on Coasting.
Something bad happened tonight. I'm the eye. Horns blow out of tune in the dark. And it never felt quite the same. And the leaving wasn't easy. And the healing was even worse. Like a
Leaving Healing is the opening track of the Crates' debut album, The Things We've Done, and that's just out now. It's a raw, emotionally heavy song built around trauma and the slow, painful work of recovery. They say this album took forever to make. We chipped away at it, but life got in the way, as it often does, but we're proud to say we finally got it together, as we always intended it to be. Well, after the break, I'll talk about a city that's getting that sinking feeling, and to get us there, let's check out something from Kingston's Willy Nilly. Hope Involved is the opening track on a new album, 20-something. They tell me it's a lyrically dense confession about miscommunication and the painful hope that keeps their relationship alive. It's Coasting, and I'm Jonathan Whitford. Well, Mexico City is sinking by nearly 10 centimeters a year, according to new satellite imagery released this week by NASA, making it one of the world's fastest subsiding metropolises. In some parts, it's happening at an average of 2 centimeters a month, according to NASA. The Mexican capital and surrounding cities were built atop an ancient lake bed. Many downtown streets were once canals, a tradition that continues in the rural fringes. Extensive groundwater pumping and urban development have dramatically shrunken the aquifer, meaning Mexico City is sinking. Well, the water is getting closer to Mexico, and so is Arc Identity on Coasting.
Thank you.
Well, Blue Material is a Montreal-based project known for blending sophistopop, bedroom soul, and late-night electronic pop. Their April single Last Step continues a run of glossy, emotionally restrained singles that feel built for neon-lit cityscapes. And ahead of that, Closer marks a major milestone for Arc Identity, the dream pop indie synthwave project of Noah Murua, a Toronto-based singer-songwriter and producer. It's his first fully self-produced track with every instrument performed by him. There's a favorite new track from Jeremy Parkin called Fightin'. It keeps his signature sense of space and ambience, but now adds his voice.
Whitford.
You text me at midnight. Are you still awake? I say that I'm fine, but my hands still shake. Your sweater's in my closet, tags scratching my skin. I tell all my friends I'm over it. I'm over it. But every time I pass your street, I speed up just to feel the sting. I'm close to almost over you. I'm close to almost over you. I'm off the ride down the road. I keep saying it like it's true. I'm close to almost over you. Over you. Over you. Maybe I'm just half light, half blue. Laughing at a joke that isn't. Maybe letting go is slow, not quite. but I'm getting there, I'm getting there. I'm close to almost over you.
Well, Karma Riot is a young Canadian pop artist stepping into the spotlight again with a follow-up to her debut single, Runaway Reverie. Close to Almost is Karma Riot's May 1st pop single. And prior to that, we heard a new track called Fighting, and it marks a major shift for Jeremy Parkin, the White Horse-based artist and producer from the Kwinalan Dun First Nation. It's the first song he's ever released under his own name, featuring his own vocals and nearly a decade of instrumental and collaborative work. Well, Moira and Claire's new single, The Doubter, explores themes of avoidant attachment and features their signature folk pop sound.
Self-sabotage is deadly, but I will do it again and again. Everything else is foreign. I'm getting good. Playing pretend, you're pulling closer. Our fingers intertwine in our enclosure. You say, come back to mine. And when this inevitably won't work out, I'll make sure to lose your face in the crowd. 'Cause you're the
with Jonathan Whitford.
Buzzing around my solitude, there's a little honeybee making a dance of things to do. Spring can do.
We just heard Flourish, a gentle folk pop meditation built around Shayna Hayes' airy vocal delivery and signature pastoral imagery. Hayes is a Montreal-based singer-songwriter whose music blends folk and old country warmth, shaped by her background in agricultural, science, and farm work. The track was released at the end of March. And before that, Moira and Claire are a Halifax-based sister duo whose sound merges reflective, cinematic storytelling with old folk pop sounds. We just heard The Doubter, a sneak peek from their sophomore album, Is All a Mess, due out in June. Well, the song called Crying Rock is explicitly dedicated to the memory of the children buried at the Shingwak Indian Residential School and all families affected by residential schools. Trevor Cheer is up next on Coasting.
Children played at the river mouth, a dream of light and a rainbow trout. Mother's laughing eyes grew wide, sweet smoke rise in father's pride. The light was taken summer's end, a law laid down by pallid men who broke the white and purple lines, left empty arms at mother's side. In the name of the rose, the name of the father, the name of the son, in the name of the book, the name of the dollar, the name of the gun. Through the years, in the name of the rose, dead beneath their feet. In the spire's shadow past the old stone wall, Sister Mary and Brother Paul. No names for the others, none for the daughters, none for the sons. In the name of the cross, the name of the crown, the name of the one. No names for the others, none for the daughters, none for the sons. In the name of the book, the name of the dollar, the name of the gun.
So Crying Rock is a track from Trevor Tears' 2026 album What Fools Endure, and it's one of the record's most powerful, historically grounded songs. He tells us it's written in response to his years teaching at Algoma University, housed in the former Shingwak Indian Residential School. Well, friends, it looks like that's just about a wrap for today, but head on back next Tuesday. I'll play some of my favorite new Canadian music and share some fun stories. If you have any comments or you have a request, please head up my Jonathan Whitford Instagram page, or email me at coasting@radiowestern.ca. So we have time for one last track, and it's from Ellis Vale, the side project of our good friend Alistair McFarlane of Alba Burke. The ex-Brit who moved to Canada in the 1980s just sent me three new tracks, and you can find them all on YouTube. He says, "Meet my alter ego." So let's enjoy Tea and Sympathy before we go, and I want to wish everyone a safe week. For all us here coasting, I'm Jonathan Whitford.
Tracks Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Combinations, a fully self-produced one-man band release from Plune. Written, performed, and produced entirely by the artist, the track blends the experimental spirit of Beck with a raw, stripped-down folk rock edge reminiscent of Neil Young. Learn more about the artist and keep up with the latest by following them at Plune Music on Instagram. And if you're a local musician who would like airplay and social media coverage on our channels, complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Combinations by Plune on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM. Live music fans, get ready. Spring Reverb returns for its fifth edition May 28th through the 31st in downtown Kingston, Ontario, and CFRC is thrilled to be part of the action. Over 4 days, you can catch live music panels, workshops, and see what makes the Kingston music scene tick. Get ready for acts like Bedouin Soundclash, The Dirty Nil, Hot Garbage, By Divine Right, Slaves of Spanky, Pony Girl, Tanya Iyer, Golden Feather, and so much more. Also make sure to check out all the free panels, workshops, a merch market, and the first ever Cataraqui Punk Rock Flea Market. For more information on the lineup and tickets, visit kppconcerts.com or Spring Reverb YGK on socials. See you there.
Monday. When traffic's a nightmare.